Number 5, George Foreman versus Muhammad Ali. The Rumble in the Jungle, Kinshasa, Zaire, 1974. Now, George Foreman had been destroying everything in his path, including a complete demolition of Joe Frazier. Now, Muhammad Ali was thought to be on the way out. Now, the president of Zaire, Mobutu, put up a $10 million purse for the fight, and Ali accepted.
Everyone thought he was nuts.
Now, when the fight started, Ali caught Foreman by surprise and started the fight by throwing right-hand leads.
He gets the first punch in, the light right hand.
But halfway through the first round, well, everyone's fears were realised. Foreman got Ali on the ropes and was just pounding him. And it happened in the second round, the third round, the fourth round, the fifth round, and so on. Of course, as history shows, it was all Ali's plans, the rope-a-dope, to punch Foreman out.
Maybe this could be the tactic of Ali, to let the man punch himself out.
And in the eighth round, Foreman started to slow. And with that, Ali bounced off the ropes, hit him with a combination, knocked him out, and become the only man in history to win the heavyweight world title 3 times.
I told you all that I was the greatest of all time.
Number 4, Sugar Ray Leonard versus Marvelous Marvin Hagler, 1987, Caesars Palace Casino, Las Vegas. And Sugar Ray came out of retirement from a detached retina to challenge the undefeated Hagler.
I'm looking forward to this fight for years.
It was a great fight which ebbed and flowed, with each fighter having really good rounds.
Leonard, as he said he would do, going largely side to side.
But at the end of the fight, most thought that Marvin Hagler had done enough to win.
How do you like it? How do you like it?
The fight was a split decision, and it went to Sugar Ray.
And
retired and never fought again. Number 3, Muhammad Ali versus Joe Frazier. Number 1, March 8, 1971, Madison Square Garden, New York.
The tension and the excitement here is monumental.
Now, it's called the fight of the century. The first time two undefeated heavyweight champs had ever met. Just remember, Ali had been stripped of his title for refusing to go to the Vietnam War, and Frazier had taken the title and had been on an amazing run. Ali had baited Joe Frazier into the fight and humiliated him in the lead-up, labelling him the gorilla.
I got a little gorilla here. This is his conscience. I keep it right in my pocket everywhere I go.
On the night, it was a classic. 15 rounds went the distance, which Joe Frazier knocked down Muhammad Ali and took a unanimous points decision.
Muhammad Ali has never taken such a battering.
Number 2, Marvelous Marvin Hagler
versus the Bronx Bomber, Tommy Hearns.
Both boxers kept their pre-fight promise that this would be a war.
April 15, 1985. Now, this fight lasted just 8 minutes, but they call it the greatest 8 minutes in boxing history.
Wild first round. Wow, what a shot.
Tommy Hearns rattled Hagler early with a fierce right hand. And from there, they just stood toe-to-toe and went at it before Marvelous Marvin Hagler knocked out Tommy in the third round.
He can't continue. It's Hagler full of blood.
One of the great rounds of all time. And the greatest fight of all time, Muhammad Ali versus Joe Frazier, fight number 3, the Thriller in Manila.
With the scores level at one victory each, it's a famous battle where both fighters give everything they have.
October 1, 1975, in Manila. It was fought in 40-degree heat and almost 100% humidity. The fight really should never have taken place in Manila. The canvas, which they were fighting on in the ring, was literally melting, and later in hospital, tests showed so were the brains of both fighters.
Smiling as he corners Ali to the ropes. Ali beats him to the punch.
Both men launched into each other for 14 rounds. Then at the start of the 15th round was a moment that goes down in boxing folklore. Now, what took place? Let's go to Joe Frazier's corner. And his trainer, Eddie Futch, was saying to Joe Frazier, "Hey, Joe, you've done enough. You don't have to prove anymore. The fight's over. I'm cutting your gloves off." Joe Frazier said, "Leave me. Someone's going to die. It's either going to be him or it's going to be me." Such was his disdain for Muhammad Ali. Over in the other corner, Angelo Dundee was urging Muhammad Ali, "Come on, champ, one more round to go." Muhammad Ali was saying to Dundee, "Angelo, it's over. Cut my gloves off. I've got no more." He urged Ali, "Come on, one more round, champ, one more round." Ali refused to go out. Dundee turned to walk to the referee to call the fight off, but Eddie Futch got there first.
I think it's going to be over.
Muhammad Ali won the fight by 1 second. Joe Frazier never, ever forgot it and never got over it. But history shows both men were never, ever, ever the same after that fight.